This is Kevin in KF8ADY. My sport's going to be a little unconventional here. In my 30s, I did a lot of rock climbing, and my kids were also inspired to do the same thing. So when we went on family vacations, often we'd take all the climbing gear. Kids would take their bike helmets and their rollerblade knee pads and elbow pads, and I'd rig something up for them just so they could try their hand at it, and they had a ball. We went to a lot of remote places. But in 1993, Lynn Hill was the first person to free climb the nose over 4 days. For any of you who don't know, the nose on El Capitan is about 2,900 feet high, and it's 31 lengths of 50-meter rope to make the climb. She returned again in 1994 and completed the feat instead of 4 days in under 24 hours. So she was pretty stoked about that, so was I. Anyway, that's all I've got to share tonight for Sports Inspiration. WATCM, this is KF8AGY. Back to you.
Okay, Kevin, that was actually quite interesting, and anytime we have a topic like this, if you want to expand upon it a little bit, yeah, we're open for that. Good to hear from everybody and to hear what their experiences are. Pete, KWQK, go ahead with your transmission. Mark, stand by.